You're listening to JoJo's Laboratory. Your local JoJo is now in the house.
What up, JoJo?
With two very special guests. Who I was late, so I don't know. May or may not have introduced themselves.
Nope.
I don't think so.
We did not.
Yeah, so who are you, people?
I'm DJ Hupak. That's all there is to know about me.
Yes.
And he hosts a show Fridays at 1 p.m.
The only Polish radio show at Yale.
Tune in. Incredible Polish content. I'm just Marty. Marty the Robot from Stop and Shop.
That's his name. He's here. And we've got a special activity for you all today. Well, I would encourage you all to tune in live to the NCAA.com live stream of March Madness and watch along with us.
Are they streaming it for free?
It's free, yeah.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's probably some pandemic thing. But that would make sense.
Yeah, but it works great for the fans, I think. So that's where I've been watching. I have to turn my ad blocker off, which is a bit of a bummer. But
oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's sad.
So Gonzaga and USC are going hard at it. This is the Elite Eight, so the winner advances to the Final Four. There are only about 3.5 minutes left in this game, and Gonzaga is up, I think, at least 20 points. So
my money's on the other team.
Yeah, so we've got some some hot takes coming at you. We're looking at a fertilizer commercial right now.
Yeah.
And
never
we're going to
heard of Gonzaga.
Gonzaga sounds like
it's somewhere
like
in Washington.
Gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola. Is that a cheese?
Yeah. It smells bad, I think. Yeah. Oh.
And it goes with beef, right?
What?
Beef, Gorgonzola.
I don't know.
Gorgonzola.
I don't know what it goes with.
No, that's a different food.
We're back in the game.
Today is sponsored by KFC.
No, don't. I don't want that.
Progressive. Flo is our person.
Wait, you could plug in the audio at a super low level, so we're like talking over it.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, no. Well, because we're gonna commentate it. It's impossible.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I was thinking like, you know what I mean, like a little bit of.
Right. Yeah. Well, sometimes the commentators are good, but usually they just tell you what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Which is what we're going to do.
Yeah. Yes. But we're going to do it better.
We're going to do it better.
Okay, so the white jersey, that's Gonzaga.
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 Oh, they're absolutely wrecking these other guys. This is
USC just looks very tired.
Embarrassing.
They're wiped.
They do have some nice deep
They
red
pass
uniforms.
It out to the point guard
person.
Oh.
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 And it's stolen by the Reds.
The red shirts.
The red shirts
the
have
red
taken
shirts.
It.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh,
now that was beautiful.
Slam.
Let's get a replay of that. Oh,
Right over Tim A too. Tim A is
who's Tim A?
I think he scores a lot.
Is there a
so
Tim
is
B?
That like Timothée Chalamet? Is it like Tim A?
The big Mobley boy comes out for the ball. See, I've been training. I know that some of their names.
Okay, here we go.
I used to play as the Trojans, the USC Trojans on NCAA football on the Xbox back in the day. But now that I know more about USC, I like them a lot less.
What changed?
A lot of people call them, especially Californians, call them the University of Spoiled Children. And that, from what I've heard, checks out.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, Gonzaga just turned it over again.
Yeah.
Boom shakalaka.
But turned it over. So that's when they like lose the ball from something stupid.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Don't
they
score.
They like throw it.
Yeah, they just like
bounds.
Wait, completely throw it away.
Or it's stolen. Yeah.
Oh boy.
So let me see what
coming at you with
here.
The basketball terms today.
So it looks like he kind of threw it at the guy, but he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready to take it.
You always have to be ready and have your head in the game.
Mm-hmm. His head was not.
His head was not in the game.
Not
we
in
can
the
tell
game.
You here.
Get your head in the game, man. What are you doing?
These are the sorts of things you need to train for if you're going to be moving on in the league, in my opinion. I mean, that's just basic basketball, to be honest.
So the red
basketball.
Wait, why did he get to shoot? Did he get fouled?
He was fouled, and they're both in the bonus. Remember, I was
that guy looks so sad. look how sad.
Oh yeah. Boy,
he looks.
That's like, his last chance. I like to go that to
they
the finals.
I like that they lingered on him.
Yeah,
I like that.
They do that every game.
Oh, he looks sad.
If somebody's ever crying, they just right on their face.
I'd sue them. That's so intrusive. Look, they're playing full court. You see that?
Yeah. Oh, that's a huge arcing 3-point shot from downtown.
From down south.
20 something feet, approximately.
That looks right to me.
Watching this just now, like, it definitely feels more like ripe for an upset than like an NBA game. Because yes. I feel like in an NBA game, you're like, well, at this point, it would be historic if they lost. But in this, it's like, I could kind of see them completely choking this.
Yes.
Like, I can picture it just because, like, I feel like they don't seem as experienced. Like, they might just choke really hard.
Yeah. I guess that's why everybody watches March Madness is what I've discovered this year.
But for the upsets.
Yeah.
Still not doing that good.
Like, the next game is the 11 seed against the 1 seed. The 11 seed UCLA has made it this far already. They've pulled several upsets. So.
Wow. So who, assuming the G team wins, who are they looking to face next?
They will face the winner of the next game tonight, which is UCLA versus Michigan.
I just moved to LA. That UCLA. From the song UCLA.
Is it UCLA? Or is it...
Just the letters.
It's just the letters.
Oh, I don't know. That was... Is there a C, like a...
But that'd be a good song.
UCLA.
Right. Do you see LA? Or
do
is
you
it,
see LA?
Or is it just UCLA?
It's just UCLA, the letters.
Oh, the letters.
But great song name. Mm-hmm. Let's save that one. Anyway, back to the game.
Oh, this guy, his basketball IQ is off the charts.
Off the charts.
Isaiah Mobley, 7 for 11.
Honestly, he has just a, like the he store. Has, he has a wonderful haircut. Look how absolutely perfectly clean his cut is.
Oh, the fade?
When they cut back, just everything, the lines, arc. The fade, every aspect of it is pretty flawless. Oh my God, these guys look like they're from Washington.
They look pretty scrappy, but they're destroying.
They look like they're from rural Ohio, to be honest.
Like, is that what people from where you're from look like?
The ones with the worst haircuts, yeah, basically.
Okay. Do you judge all these players based on their haircuts?
Apparently, that's what we're finding out.
I don't know.
I didn't plan on it, but...
Yeah, Hugh, what do you think about this guy?
This guy's hair is too floppy.
Yeah. How is he supposed to run if it's not floppy?
No, actually, I feel like in swimming, you don't want super loose shorts because they make you drag. And I feel like in basketball, it's the same thing. You don't want long hair. It'll make you drag.
Yeah. It interferes with the aerodynamic.
The aerodynamic, yeah.
Icity,
yeah.
Of
exactly.
Of the movement.
And that's just basic science.
Yeah.
How many minutes are left in the game?
Like one-ish.
Oh, boy. Something. It's coming down to the wire here in Garden City Stadium.
Where are they?
Oh, look at this. Undefeated. So Gonzaga is undefeated this season.
Oh, boy.
Well, then obviously they're going to win.
Oof.
I mean, it's probable.
Yeah, I mean, but we didn't even have to watch this game. Why would they lose now? Well, I mean, they're undefeated.
Stranger things have happened.
Right.
Yeah. But haven't they? So they've already beaten this team.
Well, they haven't played all of the teams in college. They're like 30-0 or something.
Oh, okay.
And there are many, many colleges.
Yeah, I thought maybe there was like two, or it was like the NBA. There was like two, but I guess that wouldn't make sense.
Two colleges?
Two teams? Two like zones.
East and West, are you talking
East and West.
Oh, there are four, yeah. There's,
I thought you said there's 30 zones.
No,
they're like 30-0.
Okay.
Yeah. That's their record. But there are many schools that have a basketball team.
We were talking about different. I thought it's not worth it. Okay. It's not.
This is what the real commentators are like. What are you talking about? You get paid to say that?
Oh, that's a good hug.
Oh,
this is his last chance.
He's proud of it. No, they're about to win.
Oh, this was his last chance, and now he's gonna win. You really rooting for him today. Oh
boy, can that guy can boy can he play basketball?
Boy, can he play basketball? Oh my! We had to make up fake backstories for these characters, or
like this guy looks like he's from Norway.
So he's from the University of Norway.
Transferred in this transferred year. In.
His name is Sven Svandersen.
He's a top prospect from Scandinavia.
Do they play basketball there?
Well, I think there are a lot of giant people there. Heber, maybe you know about this. It's not too far from Poland.
I think so.
Pretty far.
In the movie... Poland. Wait, which country are we talking about again?
It's the Scandinavian ones.
Yeah, so in Tall Girl, the Netflix movie, the tall guy who moves in is from, I think, Sweden.
The hot one.
The hot one.
Ends up not being very nice.
Yeah. So, and he's like, oh, I'm short in my country, so I guess... Yeah, that's my evidence.
Yeah.
That you're right.
That checks out.
Yeah.
Oh, 3 seconds left on the clock.
Come on.
Can USC bring it back?
No,
they
gave up.
All right, good game, everyone.
Yeah, it seemed like a pretty dominant show tonight from Gonzaga, the team from Washington.
Yeah.
They came, they delivered, they finished them with ease and grace on the court tonight. Look at that. That jump. Oh, that's triumph. You're seeing
it. Are they
taking
a selfie or a TikTok, maybe?
I think so. Oh, maybe a TikTok.
Oh, my God. If they're taking a TikTok, just flush them all away.
Yeah.
No.
Get off.
There's only one way to advertise your team these days, and that's TikTok.
I thought TikTok was for people under 18.
No.
These are grown men.
Until
and they're
recently,
talking
yes.
the tick.
They're as grown men as we are. A lot of them are like our age.
Yeah,
they look
but
really old.
Would we do that? That's
we
what
would not.
We
why
well,
do they look
you guys
so
did
old?
Make a TikTok
we,
the other day.
We
didn't
did.
You?
We did. We made one a dancing
we did, yeah.
video.
It was very good.
I liked it. What I saw.
That was also right before we saw.
Yeah. Okay. So here we got the brackets here. So
okay.
Later tonight we've got Michigan and UCLA facing off for the last spot in the Final Four, with Baylor and Houston duking it out in the next round. That's set. And
so between Baylor and Houston,
who's your pick?
So I have the Cougs, University of Houston, winning
in everything,
all three of my brackets that I made.
So you're that's a pretty
I went all in. Yeah,
it and was that a hot take? Like, were they predicted to be this good?
They were predicted to be like if they I think them getting here is not crazy. It's like still impressive.
But if
but
they're
it's
in the final,
crazy.
That would be.
If they beat Baylor, that would be, yeah, pretty. Well,
is Baylor
an upset?
Like a higher seed?
Yeah. Baylor's the one seed from their division. Houston's the two seed. And also, I've been enjoying watching Baylor. I've watched a couple of their games in this tournament, and they play really good defense, which is nice. Mm-hmm. They're good 3-point shooters, which is nice. You hate to just see the people rain down threes and miss all of them. It's so boring. And Baylor as a school, though, is kind of... We had a joke at my high school where it's the Baylor Bears. That's their mascot. And people would just be like, sick of Bears, because that's their motto. But everybody at my high school is like anti-Baylor, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like an ironic use.
Right, exactly. Very funny, isn't it? And
hilarious.
And so, thank you.
Peak humor.
So, Baylor, I just... found out really yesterday is like a private university, which makes sense, but I just had never made that connection. And it's like Christian, which checks out. So it's like a lot of the people who I know who have gone there are like pretty intensely like Southern Baptist or something.
Oh, so you actually know people?
Like a couple people.
Whoa.
Yeah. But it's just very like countercultural to the space that I exist in.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's my general impression of the school. It's in Waco, I think. If you know anything about Waco.
Only the bad
right.
stuff.
Exactly. That's all anyone knows about Waco.
Yeah, I think it is.
That's where Baylor is. But, you know, I have enjoyed watching their basketball team play.
Mm-hmm.
They seem like good guys. I don't know.
Is there any studies on the academics and the... sports side of schools and how that correlates?
Like, if you're an athlete, do you do better or worse?
Are better teams in March Madness more academically?
Like comparing the GPAs of different teams?
I think he's...
I guess.
Or are you saying that from the better schools, are they the better basketball players?
Yes. Well, just... is there any correlation? I mean,
the Ivy League usually has one team in the 64 teams that make it to March Madness.
Yeah, so... I mean...
But within the people who are in the... Not, like, universities in general, just, like...
With the people on the team.
On the team.
In, like, March Madness. People who are traditionally within, like, the tournament.
Compared to their own schools?
No, compared to...
I'm so confused at what you're saying, Hubert.
Between schools, when you rank the schools from how good they are at basketball within March Madness, is there a correlation? Are their academics positively correlated with their skill in basketball?
So, like, are the one seeds better at school than the 16 seeds?
Yes, or do they have better academics?
I'm going to say no. I don't think...
Not the players in general, just, like, the schools. Are they...
Are you talking about the players or the school?
The school. So
is the one seed Baylor better at school than... Is the basketball team from Baylor better at school than the basketball team from Texas Abilene?
I'm not talking
Abilene Christian University.
No, is the school that those players attend more does it have a better academic reputation and higher success rate?
The first thing.
Does Baylor University have better academics than Abilene Christian University? That's a question you have.
Yes. I want to study.
I have no... I don't know.
Oh, well... I mean, University of Michigan is one of the number one seeds.
It's a good school.
Isn't Duke also
Duke good? Usually is good.
But this year, they're garbage.
They didn't even make it to the tournament.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame Cathedral University.
It was so sad when they burned down...
It was a tragedy.
The it's whole still university. There, right? Oh, the university is gone.
We're a bunch of jokers tonight.
Yeah. Let's see if we can find the proper music for the proper sound effects, one might say.
Oh.
Tonight. Does this cord work?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it should.
Oh, look at us in the station having cords that work again.
I mean, two. Literally two.
I think we've been doing quite the job on the commentating here. I think
I think so.
Yeah,
I think it's professional. Mm-hmm. We know about basketball.
We do.
Yeah,
and we know what's happening in a live manner. So
yeah, so get ready for more. We'll be right back.
Wait, there's more basketball.
There's more coming.
There's more coming. We'll be right back.
back with more basketball. Can you believe it? There's more. Yes. It's still going.
I love me some hoops.
Hoop, don't lie.
Hoop, don't lie.
Hube, don't lie.
Wow.
Don't lie.
He doesn't. He's a pretty honest guy.
Do you not lie? Ever? I don't really lie either.
No, I sometimes lie, but most of my lies are just like to save me time when I don't feel like explaining something.
And we're back.
I think it's that nice Catholic upbringing, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I feel very guilty when I lie. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I think I was going to quote a line, but it has profanity. I'm not going to quote it.
You can bleep it out.
Like
the clean versions that
I was a liar as a kid, but now I'm honest as bleep. That's from Earl's Sweatshirt. But I feel like as a kid, you kind of push what you can get away with, but then you realize if you're a Catholic that the guilt outweighs the benefit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As with like the pain to your conscience is stronger than what you're getting out of it, and then it's not worth it. As a child, I pursued a life of crime, and this is why I stopped.
Now that you're a man.
Now that I'm a man.
We're proud of you.
Yeah, but Thank you. As with most things, you said.
As with most things. Wait, what was I saying that about?
Something about...
With Catholic...
Yes, the Catholic guilt.
Catholics just don't like pleasure.
We're getting into it tonight.
Or happiness. And they make you feel guilty about enjoying yourself. But that's a topic for our next
drugs,
week.
Sex. Yeah. I mean.
Let's get back into some.
How about that NBA theme? Yeah.
That was great. Very good. I was very pleasantly surprised.
We were discussing why bands don't play that.
But it's too much syncopation. We can't play.
Yeah, my band.
Yeah.
The stream has finally started working.
Ooh, okay.
Listeners, if you don't know about this, the illegal streaming site, NBABite.com, that's B-I-T-E, NBABite.com, one word, has every single NBA game all of the time for free to watch.
It's legal or illegal?
It's definitely not legal.
Okay, that was my misunderstanding. I thought you were saying that they were like giving free streaming to like actual NBA. I missed the bite part.
I don't think. I mean, they must know about it. Everybody.
They have to. Yeah.
But this is a very high quality stream too.
Right. Yeah. This is an excellent stream. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So who do we have?
We have the Denver Nuggets against the. Who are they playing?
But this is actual basketball.
This is the NBA.
So
who's the other team here? The Philadelphia 76ers.
The 76ers, best team.
The best team in the East.
Yeah.
As we know. So
we know things.
We know about basketball. And they're facing the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, look at that scoop pass.
Oh, so clean. Oh,
beautiful.
So this is ongoing.
Yes, this is current, live.
So do you think with everybody just being at home that everybody watches basketball? Are we weird to not like?
I don't think everyone does, but I certainly watch a lot more than I used to. I don't think
actually
it's necessarily
I feel like even
pandemic.
Last year you were watching a lot of basketball.
Yeah, no, I started early pandemic at the latest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he just got blocked. It's a nice. He just took the ball. It was his ball. He said it's mine. And then he took it.
Yes.
That coach is very yelling.
Yeah, very yelling.
Very yelling.
That coach is Doc Rivers.
Is he famous?
He's a legend. Mm. Yeah.
Really?
Doctor. His teams also choke a lot, and it's sort of unclear how much of that is his fault.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. Slow approach. Oh.
Oh, he fires that away and... sinks it. Splash.
Boom shakalaka.
I really want to say blocked by James, but LeBron is injured. So
wait, who's he even playing for?
He's on the Lakers. He's not on either. Yeah,
okay,
teams,
I was like, but he wouldn't be seeing him anyway.
That's something that people say on the TV. They say
blocked by James.
There he goes. Puts up the layup. Blocked by James.
I mean, I feel like he's pretty good at the blocking.
Yeah.
Action.
Yeah. When he tries, he can block anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a nice pass.
Ooh.
So the Sixers get the ball, and they, oh, He lost the ball now. That was very quick.
Quite a turnaround there.
Oh, nice inside pocket pass. Throw it back out.
That's
bang!
Clinical. Wow. Clinical.
Nail the three. You can see Jokic getting pumped up.
That's my boy.
The Joker.
I love that guy.
Wow, and it's 41-22. The Nuggets are putting them away.
Yikes.
This guy, that guy they just showed who looked really angry and evil, Matisse Thybulle. I like him. He did all these vlogs during the bubble that the NBA made last season.
The bubble.
Do you know about the bubble?
I do not know about the bubble.
Yeah, it's like... Like, had to get tested to come in. Like, you pretty much know overlap.
Yeah, the teams went and lived at Disney World in Orlando. And they played all their games for the rest of the season there. And the playoffs.
Really?
Well. Yeah. And it was like a bubble. And
was it actually? Did they put like a dome over it?
Yeah, like in the Simpsons movie.
Am I an idiot? That's always how I pictured it. I literally pictured like a dome.
Well, I kind of pictured Disney World already having that.
Yeah. Actually, me too.
Maybe it doesn't.
The fact it doesn't is kind of depressing. Right. Don't you think? Like,
well, they've got that big ball at Epcot.
Epcot,
right?
Yeah.
It's like a globe or something.
Something. Yeah.
Do you know how big it is?
I don't know the size, but it's pretty large.
Do you think like
What is this?
The Epcot Globe. You know what Epcot is?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Wow. Okay, I thought I didn't know about things.
Epcot. It's one of the parks.
At Disney World.
At Disney World. It's got the globe or whatever.
I've never
it looks
heard
like
of this.
A golf
I've
ball.
Never been to Disney World.
I also haven't been, and I know very little. But I think the different realms at Disney World are... There's Epcot, there's...
Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom, there's Main Animal.
Yes. Epcot?
Animal Kingdom.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what it
is. Is
it
somebody's name?
Probably.
Epcot, Walt Disney World.
It's the one, it's like cultures from all around the world.
That's like, what Epcot is?
It's like, I think so. Anthropology.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Like, how do I not know about this? This is my field.
This is, okay. Epcot is a theme park at the Walt Disney World Resort in Bay Lake, Florida. It is owned and operated by the Walt Disney Company through its Parks, Experiences, and Products division, notably with no Oxford comma. In that phrase. It was the second of four theme parks built at Disney World after the Magic Kingdom, which is one of the other ones. Epcot is dedicated to the celebration of human achievement, namely technological innovation and international culture.
Mm-hmm.
It is often referred to as a, quote, permanent world's fair.
Yeah.
And here is the globe that we were talking about.
It's pretty cool. I like Epcot.
You've been?
Yeah. Mm.
Is it nice?
It is quite nice. The ride inside of the giant ball is kind of boring, to be honest.
There's a ride in there?
Yeah, there's like a ride.
Oh.
Wait, how big is this ball?
It's pretty big.
The scale was hard for me to tell.
Yeah. So like, it's called Spaceship Earth.
Mm-hmm.
How large is it? Area. Opening date, October 1st, 1982. Epcot is what I think about when I think, do you know in that, like, Iron Man, one of the Iron Man movies, there's, like, a layout of Howard Stark's vision for basically what Disney World is.
What?
I remember, actually, the scene of what you're talking about.
I think it's Iron Man 2, and they have, like, a big fair there, and then the robot Iron Mans go berserk and start attacking people.
I know
I
very vaguely.
Slightly, yeah.
And it's that Russian dude who's behind it all.
Yes.
It's always the Russian.
It is always the Russian.
I really didn't like
Away
Iron
with
Man
communism.
2.
I remember the first one, like... was the best thing ever, and then
Iron Man,
and then everyone after was not that good.
Yeah, the third one was very bad. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Some people
try
to convince me that it was like actually very good. I'm like, no,
number three,
biggest disappointment ever.
Wow. Okay, so Spaceship Earth, the big ball at Epcot, is has a height of 180 feet, a diameter of 165 feet. It is 67,000 cubic meters.
Whoa.
And it weighs 15.5 million pounds.
Jeez.
What? Yeah, they have quite a bit of machinery in there.
That's pretty big. 180 feet tall.
They have a ride in it?
Yeah, but it's like not even, it's like a museum, but like you go on a cart and like spiral around and it teaches you about like the planet.
How tall is 180 feet? Mm-hmm. It's like, if it's like, what, 10 feet per story? Approximately, like an 18-story building?
It's like 30 of me.
I think it's more than 10 per story. I could be wrong. Is it 10? Is it?
I have no idea.
How, okay, let's see.
I think it is.
How tall
is this story?
180 feet. I love asking Google questions. 60 yards. That's very helpful.
So it's 2/3 of a football field.
What is 180 feet tall on Yahoo Answers? A 60-yard pole.
Nice. Someone was a comedian.
Example, 180 feet would be 2 Kiasten elephants. Or
this is very not helpful.
Christ the Redeemer is 180 feet tall.
Really?
Oh, that's a helpful metric.
I don't know how tall.
I always pictured that as small, like human Christ size.
Yeah,
I think it isn't that
that's
big.
Horrific that Jesus is 180 feet tall.
Maybe it's like the mount he is on plus him is 180 feet tall.
No, it must be higher, so, higher up than 180 feet.
Damn. Christ the Redeemer.
Do you think that when Jesus comes back, he's actually going to be 180 feet tall?
If not, it's false advertising.
Yeah.
And we're back. It's the Nuggets and the Sixers. They're going at it, but the Sixers are putting up a pretty meager battle here.
They just hit a three, I think.
Yeah, but it's they're not doing too well, are they?
They're down 19.
It's not that good. I mean, it's relatively early, but they're really lagging here.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I like that guy, Campazzo.
Campazzo? Is he Italian?
He's very short. He runs very quickly.
It's his trademark.
He facilitates the ball, you know. Campazzo.
Campazzo. Okay. Go, passing it in.
I still want to figure out how tall this thing
is. Oh, that was a nice pass. Oh.
So who are you supporting?
In this game?
Yeah, in this game.
I'm sort of bandwagoner fan for both of these teams. Like, I like to see both of them win. I think, yeah, Jokic on the Nuggets.
Yes, we like
great.
Him.
We Jokic. Like him. Do you know about Jokic?
No, but I like the name.
His name is Nikola Jokic. He's from
Serbia.
Serbia. He's 7 feet tall.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Very pale. Quite unathletic, actually.
Really?
He's kind of like...
An oaf?
Lunky, yeah.
Is that a slur, oaf? Is that like offensive?
I don't know. I don't know. He kind of looks like an oaf, I suppose.
Yeah, he's an oaf.
But he's an incredible passer. He's very good at scoring.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah, he does all the things well in basketball, and he's having an MVP caliber year.
Plus, have you seen, there's some great videos of him breaking microphones. Have you seen this?
What?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
I think it's him. I think like he doesn't understand how the XLR cords go into the microphone.
Oh, and he always has to get a new one. I have seen that.
No, it's because it's literally because he breaks it. Because he'll be trying to take it out of the mic stand and he'll just like rip out the XLR like and like break the cable and stuff. Yeah, he's unable to use the microphone.
That's really funny. Yeah. He's broken.
No, literally he's like, I need a new one.
Well, so his name is Jokic, and they call him the Joker, both because it sounds like his last name and because he's
pretty
a funny,
funny
guy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you do stand-up? Oh, no, is someone down?
Does he do stand-up? He should. I would watch it.
I feel like he's the type of person that's funny but couldn't do stand-up.
Probably.
There's a lot of people like that.
Especially in the NBA.
Yeah. Like, in interview, like, they can quip a little bit, but they couldn't do... They couldn't do a set.
Stand-up is an art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty unforgiving as well.
Like, all crowds are tough crowds kind of thing.
Or just, like, it seems like it's nothing special, but it's extremely hard to do. Because I feel like I only watch usually good comedians, and so it feels, like, very natural
Mm-hmm. But when you see someone bad,
when you see somebody bad, you're like, oh, this is hard.
Yeah.
Or when you try to just like be funny, it's hard. It's yeah, it's very hard.
It's tough.
He looks like he's watching,
staring intently.
An eagle. The Leaning Tower of Pisa is approximately 100 feet tall.
Where are you reading this?
On Google. The Measure of Things, bluebulbprojects.com. I don't want your cookies. I have enough cookies at home. About 1 1/10 times as tall as the Arc de Triomphe.
I've never seen any of these places. The Tower of Pisa, the Arc.
The Chicago Water Tower. 1 1/5 times as tall as that.
I've never...
1 1/5 times. Is the water... like
Water
the,
Tower?
Do you know what the Water Tower is?
Wait. Water Tower Place? Is that like a... does it say?
The tower's architecture was once source of inspiration behind the design of White Castle fast food restaurants.
What?
I think they're talking about Water Tower Place, which is like a mall that's like pretty popular downtown. I've never like looked at it and been like, damn, that's tall. Like, I've no...
Well, it's probably not as tall as the other things.
Yeah.
So I guess... Right, because like skyscrapers are what? Like 1,000-some feet tall, probably.
Mm-hmm.
How tall...
That's true.
...is a skyscraper?
But it's just such a weird thing to use as like a metric...
150 meters. So about 500 feet.
It's a lot taller.
Yeah.
It's many times
So it's
taller.
Not as tall as a skyscraper.
Do you know that building in the city that's like just a perfect square? It's like something park, whatever.
Is it a rectangle?
Well, I mean, it's like...
It's very tall.
It's very tall, but the profile is a square. Like it's a square
prism. It's like 420 prism. Or something.
Yeah,
park, right?
Yeah. Do you know the building I'm talking about?
Tall building on Park Avenue. We're asking Google. 432 Park Avenue?
Yeah, maybe. Probably.
Yeah. This one.
It's just like a square. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's quite tall.
Oh, yeah, that one.
What's your thought? Didn't I ask you about this?
You did.
I think Jeff Bezos bought out the penthouse. I think he owns it.
Disgusting.
What are my thoughts on the building?
Do you think it's... A lot of people think it's... ugly. People do not like it. I honestly think it's cool.
Yeah, I think I mean, this picture makes it look like it doesn't have windows in it, but it most certainly
it does,
has windows.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot more paned, like PANED. I think there are a lot more glass panes on it now than when this photo was taken. Maybe not. Maybe that's exactly what it looks like still. And I think it gives it kind of a greenish tint, right?
Yeah, green. Yeah. I guess greenish.
And I like that. I think it adds.
I like that it looks like a child designed it.
Yes.
That's my favorite thing.
I thought you were just going to say a child.
A child. It's a child-shaped building. Christ the Redeemer.
Christ
the
No, isn't that nice? Like, it doesn't it look like a child was like... Kind of design, I mean, like a really steady-handed child,
right?
That's what they'd make is like a square and a bunch of like kind of like squarish colored windows.
Like, I like that thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I would draw it if I was drawing it.
Yeah.
A skyline.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like that's right.
There would be one Empire State Building, and then there would be a lot of blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just like 432 Park.
And. The Denver Nuggets continue to dominate.
They're still up 19.
Wow. Literally nothing has changed since we last addressed this game.
They've both scored the ball, but the same amount of ball to bucket has
ball
happened.
To bucket ratio.
We gotta get a bucket here, guys. Oh, look at that. That's Jokic. Oh.
Oh.
Campazzo.
I don't like the Nuggets uniforms.
The red ones?
Mm-hmm. Like the back of them.
They had one last year that was like mainly black with like a rainbow mountain range on it.
Oh, that sounds cool.
I thought I liked that
was
one.
Was it to like a gay pride type of thing?
Maybe. I mean, are there a lot of gays in Denver?
I don't think there are that many open gays probably in the NBA.
Oh, not in the NBA, but in the city. Because so,
do you know how many gay people there are, like openly gay people in the NBA? Because my impression,
I think it's zero.
Zero?
Are you serious?
I mean,
we have to Google this. Yeah, because if so, that's kind of shocking to me.
Yeah,
like it would literally be zero. And that's hundreds of people.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
But they're also like hyper masculine athletes.
Yeah.
Which I guess doesn't exclude the gays, but
how? But there's less of an incentive to come out. I would guess. Yeah.
Well, there was that one football player who came out, and then he was like his career ended or something, right?
I didn't know about that. Wow.
Apparently, there has not been. He played for the Nets, Grizzlies, Timberwolves, Hawks, Celtics, Wizards, and Nets.
Oh, he's been passed around.
He's got a nice face. Look at him.
Aww.
Yeah. He has a nice smile.
He went to the Harvard Westlake School, and then he went to Sierra Canyon, which I think has produced a lot of NBA players, and then he went to Stanford.
Wow.
This guy's probably pretty smart.
He's 7 feet tall. Yeah, I mean, that'll do it.
Make you gay? Or
no, get you to the NBA.
Being smart?
Being tall.
Oh.
What's the average height of the NBA?
I'd guess probably like 6'6 or something.
That'd be my guess as well. Somewhere around there.
In 2007-2008 player survey, 6'7 in shoes. So without their shoes, probably 6'6.
I see.
On the line.
Wow. That's crazy. Imagine hanging out with them.
It would feel like when we, you remember when we first hung out with the crew boys?
Yeah. Well,
we literally felt like the most beta people of all time. It was like being amongst like a superior peoples.
They're just all alphas.
They're huge and they're alphas.
They're very strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I forget that when I watch basketball games, because the people who look normal height are like 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then the people who look short are like my height, maybe taller.
Probably taller, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like 6 feet, 6'1", anything in there like looks pretty.
Chris Paul is like 5'11", 6 feet, and he looks short on the court.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's almost all Campazzo here, I think, is 5'10", and he looks like a child out there.
I mean, 5'10" is like not even like that's like average height for a normal human being, man.
I actually think in America, let's see, average adult man height. I think it's 5'7" or 5'8". Yeah, 5'7".
Oh my god.
Yeah. You guys are like pretty tall already.
Yeah.
For the average. And I feel like even to some extent, people at Yale are just like a little bit taller. Maybe because there are a lot of athletes.
I think it's probably like if you have better nutrition. I mean, I don't know how many people in the States have like serious nutritional problems, but but I think like probably richer people are taller.
Interesting. Maybe that's why the Scandinavians are so giant, because they're all happy. They have good health.
I saw on Reddit there was like a prominent Scandinavian paper about healthcare, and they mentioned undeveloped countries, and they were like, for example, the United States. I thought that was funny.
Yeah,
I thought that was a pretty good roast.
Calling us out. This radio show supports Medicare for all.
It does. Healthcare reform. We need it. We want it.
Here we go. Oh, he's just walking around. Oh, what a nice set of facial hairs.
Doesn't he look kind of like Trevor Noah? I don't know if it's just the hair. Tobias Harris.
I don't think they look that alike.
Maybe I think it might just be because Trevor Noah has this haircut now, but
I don't think it.
I kind of see him.
I kind of, yeah.
Let's see if there are comparisons versus Trevor Noah.
I want to see them fight.
In a fight, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, so there's a Reddit thing on here. I see similar smiles / lips, skin tone, and hairline. Oh, but other than that, they have very different jaws, chins, eye positions.
Somebody actually analyzed this. This is crazy. Wow, I feel like I was, like, gaslighting you. Because apparently everybody else is witnessing this.
Well, it's at least a conversation that's being had.
But even if you're talking about it, there's enough similarity.
There's something there.
There's something. Yeah.
There's a comparison photo of them, so...
Yeah, clearly they look pretty similar.
Denver is living it up 21.
Up 21. Wow. This commercial is nice. I like the drip.
It's a very sensual...
I don't know.
Water.
It's like on the window as a kid. When you watch the droplets like form together. Do you ever do that?
Oh.
When it's raining.
Maybe. Yeah, I'd watch the rain come down.
But would you ever see like race them, you know, down
the...
That sort of stuff.
And then you draw pictures.
On the condensation.
With the condensation. I remember one time I was in my childhood best friend's dad's truck and my friend drew a smiley face in the condensation on the window and he was chastised.
I think you were going to say drew a phallus.
No,
I feel
no.
like that's the number one.
He drew a smiley face and he was chastised. He was like, I have to bring my clients into this truck and you've drawn a smiley face on it now. Don't do that.
That would make me feel...
Yeah, that would make me feel loved.
Yeah.
If I went to like, somebody's car that they were performing a service and somebody had drawn a smiley face.
Yeah.
100% positive vibes.
Five-star rating.
Different times, the 2000s, perhaps.
Repressed times.
Yes. Maybe. Yes.
I just got interviewed because I posted a meme about Yale Mental Health. And this girl contacted me from what is the paper called? The Politic. And she was like, can I interview you for a story about mental health at Yale?
Did you do it?
Yeah, I just did it like at 8:20.
Wow.
Right before.
Did you contribute? Was it good? Did you say some good things?
I don't know.
Did you tell them about your email?
Yeah. I didn't like give them a text, but I mentioned that. And I just talked about like the qualms I've had. And then I talked, like I had a therapy appointment yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Like the first one with this guy. And I asked him about that stuff and we talked about it for a long time and he told me like from his perspective. So I tried to like, you know.
Do you have anything?
I mean, he basically pointed out that like the therapists also want more staff and more space, which is the same stuff at the end of the day that the students want.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that it's really like the university, et cetera, that's holding up the money for those things.
Not funding them enough. Yeah.
But he also admitted that the woman was wrong to tell me that I would be seen so soon because like there was no point recently that's been the wait time. And so it was just like an unrealistic expectation to set. And that was like, uncool, basically.
Yeah.
And like could be does not necessarily have to be like that, and there's no reason for that to really happen.
Mm-hmm.
When they could just tell you the actual wait time and at least you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to like explain both sides of that, and also just, you know, talk about stuff generally. I'm curious, Hubert. She asked me about this, like, what's your opinion on, do you think the Zoom or phone therapy is like way worse?
Like, is it the same?
Yeah. Yeah. But like for therapy specifically, because with normal appointments, I don't care. Like I just want to get it done.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're emoting, you want to have a body in the room.
Yeah. Or maybe you do. Maybe. I honestly don't mind it. But I'm curious if you,
what do you think?
I think that it's nice to have like a space that's just for that. Like I don't want to bring the therapy into my own home. I'd prefer not to, you know.
You like to go to a place designated.
Yeah. And it's like also I keep my room messy while a therapist usually try to make their offices very calming. And so, you know, the room you're in will affect the session in some way. I don't really mind it. It's not like I'm totally against it, but I would prefer to be in person.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think that's a good answer.
I don't like Zoom, but I actually didn't mind the telephone call.
You did it just over the phone? No
yeah,
video?
Like he literally just called my number, which is kind of a little bit weird.
And I feel like you talk to people on the phone pretty frequently, so that must feel sort of normal.
Yeah, it does. Like it feels, yeah. I think that's probably wise. I talk to a lot of people on the phone, so it feels pretty natural. And like, I don't know. I think most people our age probably don't like have that much phone conversations like
right.
that.
Not as much.
You
as
were
you
born
were.
In the wrong generation.
I was born in the wrong generation.
And we're back to basketball.
Oh, and we're back.
64-41
Nuggets. The gap has grown even.
This really feels like some sort of social commentary. I didn't really plan this out, but like talking about the actual world and then and we're back to basketball. That's kind of what sports do.
Yeah.
Except they never drift off into their personal feelings. I wish they did more.
I feel like people have said that sports is like the opiate of the masses. You know what I mean? Like,
whoa.
It like draws us away from our awful lives or something.
Yeah. And the injustices of the world.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's quite an exaggeration, but I have heard people say that sort of stuff about sports.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice distraction. I want to get more into basketball. I've been trying for the past couple of years. I just never do. Mm-hmm. Like, next season is my season. I'm going to know every player, all the stats, and then I just don't watch a game.
Yeah, well, that's a nice ball. Yeah, it's... It takes
this hour has passed ridiculously fast.
It's over already?
Yeah.
How is it already
we're
over?
About out of time.
Aye.
So, thanks for joining us.
I bet
us.
This is Lance coming up.
Yeah, and stay tuned for the next show. Right here.
I think that this is the Lance Radio Hour with Lance and a special guest Megan Briggs on tonight to talk about her breakup. So,
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Thanks for
if
joining
that
us.
Didn't entice you,
nothing will.
Nothing will.
Yeah. This has been JoJo's Laboratory's basketball extravaganza with special guests
DJ Hupak.
Marty, the robot, thank you for having us, Jonathan. It's been
thank
such
you
a
so
pleasure.
Much for having us.
Yes, thank you for joining me in the laboratory. Cheers to the next experiment.
To the next one.
Come again next week.